2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's time for Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking for a possible vehicle fire about 9th East, westbound I-80. So far, I'm not even seeing slowdowns. In fact, mostly clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Well, we're still seeing some delays. This is southbound SR-36 going between Lake Point and Stansbury Junction. They think they've got that crash cleared, though. Steve?
I-15 rolling along, no problems tonight between downtown Salt Lake City and Brigham City. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.